Hope you're having a wonderful day. Coming up on Which Way Is Life, episode number 12. My guest today, Rachel Adams. How to lead a life of authenticity and intent. How she broke free from trying to live the perfect social media life. Plus the one thing you can do to make your life better today. That's coming up with Rachel Adams. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/Which Way Is Life. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Which Way Is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. You get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt that's real. Real Salt brand sea salt.
Which Way Is Life? Your roadmap to a healthier, inspired life. Bill talks with trendsetting doctors, fitness gurus, life coaches, celebrities, athletes, and other interesting experts to help you find the life you want to live. Get inspired. Get healthy. Reconnect with life. Here's Bill Klaproth.
Oh, yeah. Joining us today is Rachel Adams. Rachel Adams is a realtor, public speaker, coach, author, and entrepreneur. On the outside looking in, her life was perfect. She had the perfect car, the perfect social life, and everything looked top-notch. You could say she had the perfect Facebook life. But as we all know, reality isn't always what it seems. And then one conversation changed everything. Rachel decided to start living her life with full authenticity and intention, and everything changed. She now travels around the United States teaching others and coaching on her life-changing book and program, Lost to Found in 90 Days. Rachel, thank you so much for sharing your time with us. Can you let us in on your personal life a little bit? Who are you when you're not saving the world?
Absolutely. Well, first off, thank you so much for having me. I think that, you know, the reason why I am so excited to chat with you is that our messages really align. And
love it.
You know, I think the thing is that people tend to see someone on the outside and think, oh my gosh, their life is so perfect. And then they start actually judging their self-worth and who they are on the inside by someone else's outside. And I was, you know, one of those people as well. And so I made a shift to really lead my life in a different way. And I would say personally, when I am not doing anything in business, I am 32. And I take really good care of my health and my body and also my mind. So not only working on my emotional fitness, but like mental fitness as well. And I am engaged as of like 16 days ago, which is really exciting.
Congratulations. Very nice.
Thank you so much. And yeah, I have a really cool opportunity where I run a real estate company and I, you know, make six figures doing that, but then I have this passion project where I'm able to connect with people all over the world through my personal journey.
That is so cool. And you named off the big three there that you do on a regular basis, take care of body, health, and mind. So
absolutely.
Rachel, I like to start the show with what I call the one thing. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
So this is going to seem really, really simple to some people, and they're not going to understand what a big difference it will make. But I will tell you that the biggest thing you can do is set positive intentions the day before. So a lot of times, you know, say we have, we're busy, right? You've got family, kids, business, whatever you've got, and you have a few hours to sleep. So what I would tell you is if you've got 5 hours to sleep and you tell yourself, oh my gosh, I have 5 hours, I'm going to be so tired, tomorrow's going to suck, I'm going to drag, I'm going to need coffee at 4. You wake up, you're tired, the day sucks, you need coffee at 4 o'clock. But what if you just did a little shift? What if the night before you went to bed, you set your intentions in a positive way and said, you know what, I've got 5 hours. This is going to be the most beautiful, restful sleep I've ever had. And when I wake up tomorrow, I'm going to feel refreshed, I'm going to have an incredible day. And I'm going to wake up and think about what I'm grateful for. I'm going to think about all the blessings I have in my life instead of what I don't have. And then the one tip I can give you that really, really will make a difference is before you go to bed, set a glass of water by your bed. So the very first thing you do before your 2 feet hit the floor is you hydrate, because your body naturally dehydrates as you sleep. And most people will go grab a cup of coffee as their first thing they put in their body. And I want you to try to just see what happens when you put water in your body as the very first thing.
So shift your intentions to positivity the night before and put that glass of water by your bed.
Yes, sir.
Those are simple and easy for anyone to do. And like you say, sounds like they could make a big difference. So, Rachel, you say your book program came about after years of hiding behind a perfect image on social media.
Yeah.
Hiding a divorce, living for and through others. Then a conversation happened that changed everything for you. Can you share with us what was that conversation?
Well, the way that this whole thing came about was that, you know, in 3 years in the real estate industry, I'd hit top 1,000 agents in the country. And so, again, on the outside looking in, everything looked perfect. And I was intentional. I wanted to make sure that I always had, you know, happy pictures and perfect hair. And I really wanted to have this image of perfection. And I worked really hard to keep that up. My company, Keller Williams, said, hey, you're this young girl. You're young. You're healthy. You're doing big things. Why don't you come to corporate in Texas and shoot a commercial and inspire other people on your journey? And I said, absolutely. So I was really excited. And all I knew is that I was going to be interviewing with this woman named Nina Rowan Heller, and that she's an international health and wellness coach. She coaches, you know, Matthew McConaughey and founders of Microsoft, and she's this big deal. And so I go to Texas, and, you know, I do what anybody would do, get hair and makeup done, get a new dress. But what people didn't know is that in the 3 years it took me to hit top 1,000, I gained 32 pounds. Like you said, I'm putting everyone else's needs in front of my own. I am spinning on all levels. I was doing no self-care, and I was exhausted. So I go to, you know, and hiding a divorce, like, that'll take a toll on you. So I go to shoot this commercial, and I sit down with Nina, and I'm wearing, like, a serious pair of Spanx to suck it all in. And we're talking about real estate. Normally, when I get asked questions, people just say, well, tell me about your career. And I say, well, I did this, and I did this, and this happened, and my normal canned answers. And Nina says, we're talking, and she said, and how did that make you feel? And I'm like, feel? I mean, you know, it's fine, little bumps and bruises, but you move forward. And then we're talking about something else, and she says, and how did that make you feel? Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of thinking, like, what the heck is going on? Like, this is not normal. And Nina asked the camera crew to step outside. And I am pretty confused because I don't know what's going on. And she takes my hand, and she asked me a question that pretty much shifted my world. She said, Rachel, have you ever heard that your video is not matching your audio? And I'm like, what? And she said, you know, what you say you're doing, I don't know if you're actually doing. Because at the time, I'm literally traveling all around the U.S. coaching people on how to build a business and work on their mindset. Because I had a strong mindset. But, you know, I'm 32 pounds heavier. I'm exhausted at this interview. I've just been working so hard to keep up this image of perfection. And to be honest with you, like, it was exhausting. And so she asked me what was really going on. And I will tell you, on this workout bench in Texas, I burst into tears. And I just told her, I said, you know what, Nina, I got a divorce and I've never dealt with it. And I worked so hard to make everyone else happy, but I don't even know if I'm happy. And I don't know what's missing, but something is. And, you know, it was one of these conversations that I feel like people have the opportunity to have tough conversations. And for me, thankfully, it was one that, like, actually brought me to my knees. And, you know, we talked for 2 hours. She ended up sending me home. I never got to shoot the commercial. And it was super embarrassing. But when I went home, I realized that this was an opportunity for me. And, you know, I kind of refer to it as, like, bounce back ability. So things are going to happen to us in life, and they are going to sometimes bring you to your knees. You're going to have really tough stuff come up. So how do you choose to respond to it? Because we all have choices. Life is about choices, right? And I chose that this opportunity would be a growth opportunity for me. And so I thought, what can my life look like if I was truly leading it with authenticity and intention? And I made a commitment to myself that for 90 days, because I'm goal-oriented and I needed, like, a short amount of time that I could focus on it, I would take out my two biggest distractions, which at the time was dating and drinking. And I took out dating and drinking for 90 days. And I just got hyper intentional about who I wanted to be, how I wanted to lead my life, the conversations I was having, the kind of conversations I would allow around me, you know, and I just, everything changed.
Do you recommend that for most people to look at the two or three things that they really feel are maybe they don't feel right in your life and cut those out? Because you said she asked you those questions. You know, how did that make you feel? How did that make you feel? So we talk a lot about on this podcast about feelings. And a lot of times on the outside, you're acting one way, but inside you're like, boy, this doesn't feel right. And you just got right to the heart of the matter there. So is it those things you feel are not right in your life? Are those the things you should cut out?
So it's, what you want to look at is when you look at where you're at in your life, are you where you want to be? Are you doing the things you want to do? Are you having conversations you want to have? And, you know, for a lot of people with health, they want to be healthy. They want to lose weight. And, you know, the diet industry has us exactly where they want us. They have us in fear. You need this product. You need to buy this pill. You need to, you know, get this pre-packaged supplement, like whatever. And the reality is when you actually can take out some of your distractions to listen to your body, like some of us don't even know how we actually feel because we'll have a couple glasses of wine and then you have great intentions about food for that day. But after a glass of wine, then you can split an appetizer and then sure, let's not have cheesecake, you know? And so what I would say when you're looking at your distractions is what's holding you back from being the best version of yourself? Do you have a habit or something that you're doing that might not be serving you? And my guess is right now people listening, they know at least one of those, what it is. Maybe they play video games. Maybe they have, you know, five sodas a day. Maybe they smoke cigarettes. I mean, for me, I knew that I always want, I am 5 feet tall and I'm not going to grow vertically. I only grow horizontally. And, you know, I was 162 pounds when I started my journey, not knowing it was a journey. And, you know, it was just small, good decisions that led to another good decision that led to another good decision. And I knew that the hardest time for me to make good food choices is when I had a glass, when I was drinking. And in my industry and in business, you know, or living, you know, when you have kids or whatever it is, it's really easy to have a glass of wine with a client and then have happy hour with your girlfriends or have a glass of wine at home. And I know for me that when I had, you know, some alcohol in me, my resolve was weakened. And then I would make a bad decision with food. And I limited myself so much. I can't eat that. I can't eat that. I can't eat that. And the reality is I can eat absolutely anything I want. But what I got to listen to was, how does my body feel? How do I feel when I eat certain foods? And when I was able to take out these different distractions or noises, I was able to really listen to my body. And I've never experienced that before. And chapter two in the book, we actually walk you through what your two distractions are. And you get to learn how to remove them from your life in a really powerful way and then put other positive things in to replace them.
So speaking of that, you call your program a powerful 90-day program for self-transformation. Yeah. So what do you hope everyone feels or achieves at the end of those 90 days?
The goal with the book and the testimonials, you know, the way that I know that it works is the testimonials we receive after from people. And people are saying, you know, this is not a weight loss program. It really isn't. However, I have not had a single person do the program yet who hasn't lost weight. Because you're really just becoming intentional about what you put in your body, what you surround, you know, who you surround yourself with. Like we talk about in it, each chapter basically starts with Rachel's journey. So it's why I went through what I went through. And then the second half is called Nina's Knowledge. Because I ended up partnering with Nina because I come back on day 69 of my 90-day journey, which wasn't a thing yet. And she wanted to know what happened to me because my skin's glowing and I'm 25 pounds lighter. And I just got intentional about how I was leading my life. And so the way that the program and the book works is it starts with your story and your big why. So kind of like what your purpose is. And then you move to your two distractions, your day planning and implementing, so time blocking, entire chapter on water, your nutrition and fuel, your exercise and sleep, your mindset and body posture, your journal, your relationship standards and allies, your goals and lists, spirituality and meditation, and then quiet time and self-love. And so what happens is you go on this journey with yourself, and each week you're really dedicating to a different part of your life. And what starts to happen is people get really, really clear on maybe what's missing from their life or this thing that they used to want, but they lost sight of what that was. And it helps them provide clarity. So they go on this journey with themselves, and they're addressing things that happened earlier on in life, and they're getting really, really powerful from the inside. And then it just kind of shows on the outside. And it's the reason why we had it be 12 weeks is because, you know, they say it takes 4 weeks for you to notice, you know, 8 weeks for your friends, and then 12 for everybody else. And so we wanted this to be a program where it wasn't so long that someone couldn't commit to it, but it was long enough that you could really see some powerful changes.
I love how you say clarity. You're kind of like getting through the fog of life. And once you achieve clarity, that makes things so much easier when you can really go, oh, this is what I need to do. I see it now. Duh.
Totally.
That's
right?
It.
Absolutely.
So that's what your program can do. So you kind of take them through that self-awareness. What's wrong?
Yeah.
What is my purpose? What do I really want to do? I'm feeling this, but I'm acting this way. And then strategies and tips to get to that life of authenticity and intention.
And, you know, the thing, too, is the reason why it's more than just the book, it's a full program, is because so many times people will read a personal development book and they have good intentions, but then life shows up and they forget to do something and it goes back on the shelf and guess what? You never can make the change. So the program is there to support you. There's a 90-day Facebook accountability group for support where every day you're making a post and you're interacting with others on the same journey at the same time you're on. Every Monday you're sent an inspirational guidance video that corresponds to that week's chapter. There is an app where you track your water, your food, your workouts. You take progress pictures at days 0, 30, 60, and 90. There's exercise videos, clean eating grocery lists. Like, we wanted to create something where it's not just another book that you read and say, well, that's a good idea. I should do that at some point. It's no. Where are you at right now? Are you leading the kind of life you want to lead? What is the best version of you look like? And is everybody in your life conducive to getting you to where you want to go? Like, I had to do something I call editing my peer group. And that's tough. But sometimes we have that friend who, you know, when you commit to leading your life at a really high level and you get really intentional, not everyone's going to end up coming along with you. And it can seem difficult because you have these friends in your life who've been your friends for a long time. But when you're goal-oriented and you have a big vision for who you want to be, the people in your life need to kind of, you know, go along with that. They need to walk the same path as you. They need to align. Otherwise, it's not going to feel powerful. And you're going to get to a place where you're going to say, you know what? I don't know if we align anymore. And it's tough, but we have a way to walk them through that as well.
That's the frenemy thing.
Totally. Yes.
Rachel, I like to really boil things down to the simplest form. So let me ask you this. What's the number one thing someone needs to do to live a life of authenticity and intention?
I did it one time. It's called the self-image exercise. And what it is think about what the perfect day looks like for you 5 years from now. Think about who you want to be. Think about where you want to be living. Think about if you have kids, if you're married, what does your relationship with your spouse look like? What does your physical health look like? Do you exercise? What time do you wake up? You know, and I mean, you do this visualization exercise where you picture what a perfect day in your life looks like, who you're surrounded with, what you're, you know, like for me, I was in a really unhealthy marriage when I did this exercise the very first time. And then I realized that the people in my life weren't conducive to getting me to where I want to go. So you do this image, the self-image exercise, and, you know, play nice music in the background and really spend a good, you know, 20 minutes with your eyes closed visualizing this beautiful, perfect life you could have 5 years from now if every single thing was 100% how you wanted it. And then when you open your eyes, you have a piece of paper, and you actually write out that day, write out your perfect day. And then the next part is you look at it and you say, okay, where am I at in this? What changes do I need to make in order to make this perfect life come to fruition? And for me, it was that moment when I realized I need to end my marriage. I'm never going to be able to get to this place in life with such an unhealthy marriage in my life with someone who's not willing to work at it. And then obviously there was a lot of changes I need to make. But I think it's getting clarity on the kind of life that you want to lead and then getting realistic on where you're at. And then you can do action items to start to move yourself forward.
That's so good. Actively sitting down, thinking, planning, visualizing. Most of us don't do that. We just get into, I got to get it done mode today, and this is what I got to do. And they don't take
Absolutely.
That time to sit down and visualize. And it's interesting you say that led to, I'm sorry to say, but it, you know, led to your divorce. But if that's what you needed to do to really move your life to where
Absolutely.
It had to be, you took that time to really realize that. And it took a lot of courage for you to do that.
You know, it was not the easy road, right? And it doesn't mean that I went and got a divorce the next day. It still took me about a year and a half. But you know, I was living with someone that was 80% disabled. He had really bad PTSD from the Marine Corps, and he wasn't willing to address it. And I was sitting there trying to fix him and crying myself to sleep every night. And eventually you realize that you only have one life. And so what does your life look like? And, you know, I was just about 30 years old at the time, and realized that, you know, if I live to be 100, that's, you know, just under a third of my life, right? So I have this, what does the rest of my life look like? And so many people are like, well, I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to get this new hobby so I can attract the right person. And the reality is I had these huge goals for what my professional life looked like. You ask me how I'm going to get there, I'm going to give you a business plan, time block it, done. But I never did that for my personal life. And I think a lot of people don't. And so one of the chapters, my favorite, one of my favorite chapters in the book is called Your Relationship Standards and Allies. And you actually get to write down all the words that matter to you in a healthy relationship. And then next to the word, you write a paragraph about what that word means to you. And you really, it's not just getting clarity on the kind of relationship you want, but you're setting a standard for what you will and won't allow in your life. And I will tell you, 3 months after I wrote my book, I met Ryan, who is now my fiance. And he actually, we were about a month and a half into dating, and I told him about this list, and he was like, the list? And, you know, we had talked about it, I think, on a very first phone call, but we actually shared the list with each other, and he is my list. And I think that I was, if I met him before my 90-day journey, I don't think I would have been ready for him. But I always say he's kind of the reward of all the hard work I was willing to do on myself.
So you wouldn't have been right for him. So going through all that you went through, all that conflict mm-hmm. and final resolution, you prepared yourself for the opportunity that came along.
Yeah, you know, and people always say like, oh, you have to love yourself before you love someone else. And I was like, wah, wah, okay. But I thought it was one of those sing songs, right? A little cliche. But in the quiet of taking out my distractions and when I was really journaling and digging deep and really learning about myself, I was able to uncover all these layers that I had that of just years and years of avoiding things and pushing it down. And, you know, it was easier to not deal with my divorce and just work really hard. So that's what I did. And I thought that I thought I was getting rid of the feelings, but really they were showing up in different ways. They showed up in 32 pounds. They showed up in an extra glass of wine. They showed up in not being motivated to exercise, you know? And the power you have inside you is so huge if you're willing to listen to it. And sometimes it's difficult. Like, you have to get uncomfortable in order to grow. And so this program, it does make people uncomfortable, but we're also here to support you and hold you accountable in your journey.
Well, that sounds like a terrific program and book that you've put together. And of course, there will be a link on the show notes page where you can learn all about it. And at the end of the interview, Rachel's going to give us more contact and ways you can learn about the program. Well, coming up, we're going to do the high five with Rachel Adams. And if I could ask a favor, I have one simple goal for this podcast. I want people to walk away with something they've heard to improve their life, to make their life better, some great things that Rachel has been saying today to have more meaning and enjoyment in their life. And, you know, if we do that, I believe we make the world a better place. I know that sounds silly, but that's just how I think. So if you could, jump on over to iTunes after the interview and rate and review the show. Leave comments. Tell me what you're interested in. Tell me what you're concerned about in life. And by doing that, we gain a wider audience. So if you could take 30 seconds and do that, I would greatly appreciate it. The high five with Rachel is next. Which Way is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way is Life, first off, thank you. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. I am into Well-Designed Life by Kyra Bobinette. It's a book with 10 lessons in brain science and design thinking for a mindful, healthy, purposeful life. It's really good stuff. If you want to check it out, you can, or other books, just go to audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Again, that's audibletrial.com/whichwayislife for your free audio book. Which Way is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. Now, you probably already use sea salt on your food because you know of its health benefits, but is your salt real? Take a look at the ingredients panel. You might be surprised at what you see. A lot of salts contain fillers, anti-caking chemicals, even dextrose, which is a type of Yes, sugar. And you want to find a salt that hasn't been stripped of its minerals or had chemicals added. Real Salt Brand is an unrefined salt from an ancient ocean in central Utah. Now think about our oceans today. Certainly not as clean as they used to be. Real Salt Brand sea salt formed long before man-made pollution was a problem. With Real Salt, you get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt that's real. Real Salt Brand Sea Salt. Find it at your local health food store or go to realsalt.com. Time for the high five with my guest, Rachel Adams. Rachel, are you ready?
I am ready. Let's do it.
Number one, what's your favorite quote?
Favorite quote would be, change the way you look at things and the things you look at change.
So like
perspective,
that.
Right?
Yeah. Question number two, knowing what you know now, what advice would you give to your younger self?
I would tell myself, you know, Jim Rohn has a quote that you are the average of the five people you hang around. I would tell myself to be really intentional about who I surround myself with and know that no goal and no dream is too small. Don't be afraid to dream really, really big and then watch who you surround yourself with.
Really big. So important. Do not set your sights too low.
Yeah.
Number three, if you had to recommend a book to our audience, what would it be?
One of my favorite books right now is called The Energy Bus by John Gordon. And it's a great book. It's an easy read, and we're actually doing it with my company right now. I have my whole team reading it. And it talks about the importance of having the right energy around you and within your company, and watching for those energy vampires, those energy sects, those people that are in your world that just have the negativity, and how to be intentional about just keeping things positive and having a good outlook on life. And it's a killer book. It's a fun story that you follow along with, and it's great.
Okay, and again, we'll put a link to that book in the show notes page.
Cool.
Question number four, what brings you the most joy in life?
Gosh, I would say, as cheesy as it sounds, love. I think there is nothing better than loving others and then being loved in return.
That's good.
That makes
like
me
it.
Happy.
Like mm-hmm. it. All right, question number five. You can wrap it all up here. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is?
I would say embracing authenticity. Really, really accepting and loving who you are and knowing that perfection doesn't exist and neither does balance. People think that they're always looking for balance, that perfect work-life balance. You're always going to be in a state of counterbalance and not balance. Something's always going to be up and something's always going to be down and moving. But if you're really clear on who you want to be in your life and that you are enough and that you're worthy, everything else is just going to fall into place.
So having that clarity really helps you staying level through the ups and downs in life, which we all go through.
Yeah, they're going to happen. It's just, again, how do you choose to respond?
Well, Rachel, thank you so much for your time today. So tell us a little bit more, Lost to Found in 90 Days. How can we connect with you, learn more about it? How do we get there? Tell us.
Absolutely. Lost to Found in 90 Days, the website is www.losttofound90.com. And the number 2 and the number 90 are the actual number. And one thing we're going to do for all your listeners is we're going to give you the first 3 chapters of the book for free to download so you can get a taste of it, as well as one of the inspirational guidance videos. So it's chapter 7, Your Mindset and Body Posture. You're going to be able to download those for free. And you can connect with me through Facebook. It's going to be the easiest way to snag me. And you can go to Facebook.com/Rachel Adams Realtor. And that's my personal Facebook page. And then if you want to kind of see all the things I'm up to with real estate coaching and the book and podcasts and everything, if you go to RachelAdamsInspire.com, you can see all the latest.
That is fantastic. And again, we'll put links on the show notes page at RadioMD.com. Rachel, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it. And remember, enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to catch every episode of Which Way Is Life. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at RadioMD.com. And again, if I can ask a favor, please take 30 seconds and rate the podcast on iTunes. The reason being is we want to attract more people just like you to the show. And when you rate it, it helps the show gain more visibility. And please leave a review as well. If you could do that for me, I would appreciate it. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcast. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter. You can also check out the show notes at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. We're also on Facebook at Which Way Is Life. Thanks for listening and stay well. Thank you.